you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
It's not fair.
Well, like they say, the rich get richer.
What's going on?
Would you believe Blair won the Fine Arts Festival again? Third year in a row.
I'm not surprised. She's a talented artist.
I can just hear her acceptance speech. I thank you for this award, and let me say with all humility, I won it because I'm better than anybody else.
Where is Blair?
She's right behind us.
She wants to make the grand entrance. Hello, everybody. Hello, Mrs. Garrett.
Hello.
What's new?
What's new? I understand congratulations are in order.
Whatever for?
Come on. For winning the Fine Arts Festival again.
Oh, that. I used to get excited about those little awards. But as I grow older, I grow wiser. I grow sicker.
We'll have the victory dinner in your honor tonight. Again. Where is the prize-winning painting?
Still on display. Hopefully providing an uplifting experience for all.
Uplifting experience? What is it, a painting or a bra?
Maybe it's a painting of a bra.
Girls, please. Oh, I have some more good news for you, Blair.
Don't tell me. They want to hang me in the Museum of Art.
Yeah, but what do they do with the painting?
No.
What can you expect from someone who thinks Picasso is an ice cream flavor?
Your mother called while you were in class.
My mom?
Mm-hmm.
What does she want? Is she coming to visit?
Mm-mm.
Is she sending the car so I can visit her?
Mm-mm.
Maybe she's going to send you to visit the car.
You're going to have a guest. A cousin.
Mrs. Garrett, I have lots of cousins. The Southampton Warners. The Palm Beach Warners. The Boston Warners.
Don't forget the ones in Hollywood. The Warner Brothers.
I can't remember your cousin's name. It's a boy's name, but it's a girl cousin. Your mother said something about her being a comedian.
Cousin Jerry?
That's it. And she's going to be performing at the Peekskill Moose Lodge tomorrow night.
Wow, she's in show business?
A professional comedian?
Well, sort of semi-professional. She's working her way up.
Is she funny?
Yeah.
How come you've never mentioned her?
Boy, if I had a relative in show business, I'd tell everyone.
Didn't I? Thought I did.
I don't think so. Anyway, I invited her to come to the big celebration tonight.
Why did you do that?
To be nice.
I suppose she won't be able to stay very long.
Oh, well, I suggested that she spend the night.
Why did you do that?
To be nice? Well, actually, it'll work out perfectly. You'll have family here for your big night.
Yeah, sure. What time is she supposed to get here?
Well, your mother wasn't exactly sure.
I better call and get the details.
Yeah, I better go check the rump roast.
Is it just me or is Blair acting weird?
Yeah, weird even for her.
I'll go clean up the lounge area.
But that's not your job today.
But why does she have to come now? Well, I won the fine arts title again. Yeah, and then there's a celebration tonight. Yes, it's very important to me. Tootie, do you mind? I'm on the phone.
No, I don't mind. Go right ahead.
This call is private. So, Van Moose. I love it when you speak French. Anyway, Mother, did you tell Mrs. Garrett about Jerry?
You know what I mean about Jerry.
You didn't? Well, what am I going to do when she gets here?
No, Mother, I'm not suggesting you put up roadblocks.
Why'd you... Will you knock it off?
Are you asking me to leave? You asking me to leave?
No, Mother, I am not being unreasonable. This just isn't a good time, that's all.
Oh, it's so depressing to watch a rump roast shrink.
What did she say?
Nothing specific, but Blair's upset all right. She's throwing a fit on the phone.
Usually she just throws the phone.
Tootie, have you been eavesdropping again?
Mrs. Garrett, bad habits are hard to break.
What am I going to do with you?
I'm sorry. Mrs. Garrett. Hmm?
May I help you?
I'm looking for Blair Warner.
You must be her cousin Jerry.
Yes.
Well, I'm Mrs. Garrett. How do you do?
Hi.
She's on the phone. She'll be right back. Would you like to sit down?
Thanks anyway, but I sat all the way up here. Don't worry, I'm not drunk. I have cerebral palsy. When I'm drunk, I walk perfectly straight.
Hey, it was funny. Was it supposed to be?
I hope so. It's in my nightclub app.
Oh, in that case.
See, I had this made. It says I don't have cerebral palsy. I'm drunk. You know it cost me 20 cents a letter? Would have been a lot cheaper if I had polio.
Jerry, you're here already. How nice.
Hi, Blair.
Did you have a good... How was your... Can I get you one?
And I thought I talked funny.
Hey, why don't you introduce Jerry to your friends?
Yes, of course. Jerry Warner, this is Natalie Green.
Hi, hi, Jerry. My mother has a touch of arthritis.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You really in show business?
Only part-time. I'm really a brain surgeon.
Hi, I'm Tootie.
Does cerebral palsy hurt?
You bonehead.
That's Joe.
Nice to meet you. Tootie. Cerebral palsy only hurts when I spill hot coffee on myself. But it's okay. It never keeps me awake. I use decaffeinated.
You can make coffee?
Sure. It tastes lousy, but that's not because of the cerebral palsy.
Would you like to try a cup of my coffee? It's Mountain Grün.
Thank you.
Don't thank me till you've tasted it.
Well, how was the bus ride?
I don't know. I drove.
A car?
No. A lemon.
You can drive even though
you're handicapped. Hey, you can say the word. It's all right. Hey, it's on all the parking spaces. Yeah, I can drive.
How did you get cerebral palsy? I mean, did you catch it?
Tootie, please.
Okay, Jerry, here you are.
Thank you. Yeah. Tootie, you can't catch cerebral palsy. It's not a disease. It's injury to the motor part of the brain.
Were you born with it?
Yes, she was. Now, will you please stop bothering Jerry with all these questions? She's exhausted from the trip.
No, I'm not. And questions don't hurt. Ignorance does.
Oh, that's so true. That is really true. I learn so much when I watch Jerry Lewis on your telethon every year.
So do I. But that's muscular dystrophy.
This is a terrible hobby.
Whoops, sorry.
You'll have to excuse me. I have some creating to do.
Hey, we're having fun. Sit down, relax.
I'd love to, but everyone's expecting my usual witty but profound acceptance speech. Mustn't disappoint them.
Blair, your cousin's come a long way to see you.
Jerry's a very creative person. She understands. Besides, I'm leaving her in good hands.
Blair!
Gotta run. An inspiration just hit me.
And I thought I was the one with bad manners.
Oh, well, she's just anxious about her acceptance speech for the awards dinner tonight.
You are gonna stay for it, aren't you, Jerry?
I don't think I should.
Don't let Blair's crummy mood ruin dinner.
Yeah, the crummy dinner will do that by itself.
She makes it sound so good, how could I say no?
Sure. Good. We'll let you get
all right, here. Ladies, let's go. I need your assorted muscles in the kitchen. There are potatoes to be peeled and string beans to be unstrung.
Bye, Jerry. Bye,
Howard. Bye. I'd like you to meet Jerry. She's Blair's cousin. She's staying for dinner.
Oh, that's fine.
Jerry's a professional comedian.
Yeah, I know. And I got a great seat.
Don't brag, Howard.
No, I meant to the show Jerry's going to do at the lodge. I'm a moose.
And I thought you were just very tall.
Hey, now that's funny. I got a few zingers you might want to use.
Thanks, but I don't need any new material right now.
Oh, wait till you hear these. You are going to bust a gut. One worm says to the other worm, I love you. The other worm says, don't be silly. I'm your other end. There's this farm out in Oklahoma where it gets so windy, one day a hen laid the same egg three times.
I don't do farm jokes, but thanks anyway.
Well, how about some very, very clever traveling salesman stories?
Hey, how about if I help myself to some more coffee?
Good idea. Why don't you go in the kitchen? The girls will show you where it is.
All right, thanks. Hey, if you think of anything funny, save it till later.
You know, that's a nice girl. Be nicer if she laughed at my jokes.
Oh, you were really very funny, Howard.
Well, then how come you didn't laugh either? Is there something wrong, Edna?
Yeah, it's Blair. She's been acting strangely ever since her cousin Jerry got here. I think she's embarrassed by Jerry's handicap. Just having Jerry around seems to make Blair uncomfortable.
Guess what? We just talked Jerry into doing some of her nightclub act for us as part of the awards dinner. This ought to really make Blair's night special.
Why did she have to come? Why? But I don't get it. Jerry was telling us you were real buddies when you were kids. You even did little skits together, and now you give another brush.
You just wouldn't understand.
I understand that you've done some not-so-nice things in your time, but walking out on your cousin, that was the not-so-nicest.
Can't we just drop it?
You don't think Jerry sees what's going on? She's got CP. She's not blind, you know.
Blair, what on earth is the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter. Now, why doesn't everybody just leave me alone?
But your behavior is so rude.
See?
I would like you to go downstairs and spend a little time with your cousin.
I just want to stay up here and create, okay?
You're not creating, you're hiding. Just burying your head in the sand.
And what's sticking up is not exactly your best feature.
I understand that dealing with a handicapped person is difficult for you. It is difficult for some people.
Oh, she's just embarrassed because there's a Warner out there who isn't perfect.
Joe, please. That's not true.
Joe, I'd like to talk to Blair alone, please.
You know, Blair, you are perfect. Perfectly rotten.
Joe.
I'm gone.
Blair. I've never seen you act this way.
All right. So maybe I was a little rude.
Oh, it's not that. I've seen you be rude lots of times. It's this running away.
Please, what do you want from me?
What I've come to expect. A person who's mature enough to want to deal with her problems. But with your cousin Jerry, you don't even want to admit that there is a problem.
Because there is no problem.
But you can't even stay in the same room with your cousin. Why don't you admit you're embarrassed by Jerry?
I am not. I've been around Jerry all my life.
And you always ignore her like this?
Believe me, she gets all the attention she needs. She's always the center of attention at home. You're wrong, Mrs. Garrett.
You're right. I am wrong. You're not embarrassed by Jerry. You're jealous of her.
I'm not jealous of her. I gladly turn over the spotlight to her at home. And she deserves it. No one can compete with her kind of courage.
Compete?
You just don't know what it's like, Mrs. Garrett. Every year at Thanksgiving, I make my special dish. And everyone says, Blair's perfect squash souffle again. Jerry pours one glass of wine and doesn't spill it on the tablecloth, and everyone applauds. Jerry's out there winning battles, and all I win are stupid awards.
They're not stupid awards, Blair.
They are when you compare them to what Jerry's done. Can't you see? With her here on my night, at my school, with my friends, everything I've worked for just seems so silly.
Only to you, Blair. What you've achieved is so wonderful. And Jerry's being here can't change that.
No. You're right, Mrs. Garrett. I am jealous. It's terrible to feel this way.
Just human.
Mrs. Garrett, I don't want to see anybody right now, and I don't think I can talk about it anymore, okay?
Okay, fine. The decision's up to you. But I sure hope that you'll join us for dinner tonight, Blair.
Okay, dinner's over. Can we start the show now?
I don't think I should get up there, Natalie.
Why not?
Look, it's Blair's party. I'm here and she's not. That's got to tell you something.
Whatever's keeping Blair away is her hang-up.
Right. Come on, Jerry. We're waiting to see her out.
You promise. Come on, please.
Come on. We're waiting.
I don't think so.
Hey. We understand how it is with you big showbiz celebrities. We read People magazine. Rather turn on the razzle-dazzle for a paying audience, not a bunch of teenage girls.
Right.
I mean,
not that.
Why waste your time on a freebie? Just because we fed you a square meal.
The squarest.
And plan to put a roof over your head tonight so you won't have to check into a cold, lonely hotel. Who are we to you? We'll just quietly finish our dinners and cry ourselves to sleep.
It'll be such a pity. Yeah, I mean, you know,
Okay. I'll do anything to keep you guys quiet.
Mrs. Garrett,
Jerry's
ready to start the show now.
Great. I'll introduce her.
She's going to introduce you. Come on.
Girls. Thank you. Well, now, we have a very, very, very special treat for you tonight. Jerry Warner, a professional comedian, has generously offered to perform for us tonight. And now, here's Jerry!
Thank you. Hey, you know, a lot of people have wondered about my childhood. Well, I'll be honest with you. I grew up in a special education atmosphere with physically handicapped children. But what people don't realize is that we were the same as any other kids. We played baseball, only we'd have all the wheelchairs on one team and all the walkers on the other team. We'd have scores like about 70-5. One game, I even locked all their brakes and hit a home run. You know, I used to be a waitress, but they didn't like the way I tossed salads. Now I work at Chickie's. Hey, have you noticed that there are no handicapped people on game shows? Well, a major network is taking care of that. They're creating two new game shows. Name That Handicap. Bowling for Crutches. Hey, I shouldn't joke about that. Hey, I'm a good bowler. I've had some high scores. The only problem was it was never in my lane. You know what fascinates me about being handicapped? The facilities there are for the handicapped. And what I really love are those handrails and the johns. I think for years I just thought they were specially made toilets in case of an earthquake. You know, I'm gonna do some stuff right now that Blair and I used to do together when we were kids. Actually, I've always wanted to do it alone. Performing with Blair is like double dating with Lonnie Anderson. But seriously, folks, I want to tell you about a bum and his dog. He came up to me and he said he hadn't had a bite in weeks, so
you bit him.
Everybody likes to get in the act. Hit it, partner.
Dun, 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 dun. T for two, and two for T. Me for you, and you for me.
Hey, I went to a doctor, and he told me how to keep from getting stiff in the joints.
Tell me, how do you keep from getting stiff in the joints?
I don't go to those joints.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations.
Hey, did you see the man-eating shark at the aquarium?
No, but I saw a man-eating herring at the deli.
Day will break, and I'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake.
Hey, did you hear about the girl who never told her cousin how great she is?
No, tell me about the girl who never...
I never told you this before, but I think you're terrific.
I love you, Blair. Aww.
Get 'em right.